House is pledging not to give up. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden says he'll keep working for the release of other wrongfully detained Americans as Brittany Griner makes her way back to the U.S. The basketball star freed in a prisoner swap with Russia for arms dealer Victor Boot, also known as the Merchant of Death.
This was not a choice of which American to bring home. We brought home Trevor Reed when we had a chance early this year. Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's.
The U.S. rejects Russia's claims that Paul Whelan is a spy. He's been held for 4 years. His brother David telling Fox News the family was hopeful after a proposed deal was announced in August.
I think Paul had been thinking a little bit about what it might be like to be home. He had been thinking about where he would get a home. He has no home right now in the United States. And so to have that dashed and so suddenly, I think, is hard.
Though he also says he trusts the president and thinks the administration made the right decision to at least bring one American home. The House passing a sweeping defense bill that includes ending the military's COVID vaccine mandate. It won broad bipartisan support and is headed to the Senate. President Biden supports the mandate, but the White House has not issued a veto threat. Earlier, the House giving final approval to the Respect for Marriage Act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls it a landmark law.
So it is a glorious day here in the House. Now the federal government will never stand in the way of anyone marrying the person you love.
It's headed to the president's desk to be signed into law. It does not require states to allow same-sex marriage, but requires that all marriages legal at the time they're performed to be recognized. Wall Street bounces back. The Dow up 182 at the closing bell. The S&P and the NASDAQ also making gains. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A new study offers reassurance for women with breast cancer who want to have children.
Researchers at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute in Boston say that young women diagnosed with breast cancer don't need to delay pregnancy for years while taking hormone-blocking pills that can cause birth defects, that they can take a 2-year break from the drugs to get pregnant without raising their short-term risk of cancer coming back. The study followed over 500 women after surgery for early-stage cancer who stopped taking hormone blockers. After 18 months to get pregnant, deliver, and breastfeed, then restarted cancer therapy. After 3 years, about 9% saw cancer come back, similar to the rate seen in women who stayed on hormone-blocking therapy.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Some relief in Hawaii, where the world's largest volcano is still erupting. However, scientists say lava from Mauna Loa is no longer feeding a flow that's been creeping toward a crucial highway on the Big Island, which means that's no longer considered an imminent threat. County officials say they will continue to monitor it. The volcano had been quiet for 38 years before it started erupting nearly 2 weeks ago. Disney Plus will now cost more for viewers who want to stream ad-free.
The entertainment and media giant has rolled out its new ad-supported Disney Plus subscription in an attempt to strengthen its flagship streaming service, which has lost more than $8 billion over the past 3 years. Disney is charging $7.99 a month for its streaming version with ads, while the ad-free version will now increased by $3 to $10.99 a month. The launch of the new ad-supported streaming service follows a few tumultuous weeks for Disney. The company announced cost-cutting measures while its board ousted its chief executive, Bob Chapek, and brought back Robert Iger, the company's former chair and CEO.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Recapping Wall Street, stocks higher, but oil slides under $72 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.